Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the show. You can join us here. Bring up anything you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Jay.
If we get the chance, we'll get into your TikTok topic, Jay. We teased at the very beginning of the show, but the phones are lighting up here. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. People have opinions, surprise, surprise, about things like immigration. So we'll and we're also talking about drug prohibition as well. But let's go to the phones. And first up, we got Ernie calling us, listening to WGOW out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's in North Georgia. Go ahead, Ernie. Ernie in Georgia. Ernie going once. Stand by, Ernie. I don't know if we're having a technical problem here with our phones. Let's try Derek in Nashville. Derek, are you with us?
I am with you.
We have you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. So, probably got about three topics, but first off.
Well, we may only have time for one, so pick your most important one.
All right. Well, if you can put me in touch with Sheriff Hathaway out of Santa Cruz County, that would be the most important thing.
I think the best way to reach him would be to contact the sheriff's office down there.
Yeah, I've done that multiple times. No response.
Well, maybe you want to tell the people about this guy, why you're trying to contact him.
Well, I'd like to make his book on immigration into an audiobook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've done about 30 libertarian audiobooks over the last 10 years, and I think his is one that would probably, you know, be very timely and very important.
Okay. If you want to try to send me an email, I can forward it over to him. I mean, obviously, I can't guarantee anything, but I can definitely do that. That sounds like a worthy thing.
What would be your email
address? It's ian@freetalklive.com.
How does one...
Easy. All right.
Yeah,
so,
just send that over and just, you know, tell me what it's about, and I'll get it over to him, okay?
Right on.
What else?
My God, you know, Stuart Rhodes being convicted and sentenced to 18 years.
That's,
I can't believe it.
A death penalty for him, right? I mean, he's got to be coming up to 60 or somewhere around that range.
And Ray Epps is not even being charged.
My heart, honestly, is just, broken for him and you and Aria. And
yeah, I get where you're coming from. I mean, there's definitely a lot of government tyranny going on out there. Stuart Rhodes, let's see here. I was just trying to see if we can figure out how old this guy is, because he doesn't look like a young pup. I know he's not in his 70s or anything like that. I'm not really sure.
Well, I met him in person, and I brought him to speak at a seminar before the 10th Amendment Center.
Oh, okay.
Quite a while ago, nullify now. He is definitely not violent. Mm-hmm. He's never advocated violence. And I just feel like he's being, just railroaded.
Yeah, the amount of people that are going to jail that, in this country that have, for these victimless crimes, you know, there's no injury, there's no one's legal rights have been, violated. There's no damage to property. Is absolutely absurd. And here in New Hampshire, in a couple of weeks, my wife's being charged with some nonsense. But when we're done with this, we're going to do a major push to bring awareness to this, to how corrupt things are. And try to get something done about these prosecutors who are maliciously prosecuting people constantly. It's just business as usual. I mean, in every little town in America, it is happening everywhere. It is a major epidemic, and there needs to be an awareness program of how evil and how rotten government is, and the kind of stuff they're getting away with. And, you know, because it's really getting bad, and, you know, just literally all the stuff that is mentioned, you know, in the Declaration of Independence is like happening times like 100 or 1,000, you know, in this country.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
insane.
I mean, they had a... And they declared independence over what it was a fraction of what was going on today. And they were willing to put their lives on the line over it. Anyway, Derek, thanks for the call here tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join the show, is 603-283-6160. It looks like Stuart Rhodes was born in 1966.
Are you familiar with the caller, Derek, that just came in? He said he did libertarian audiobooks. I wanted to ask him about how to get a hold of his books, but
well, if he emails me, I can forward it to you too if you're interested in that. Looks like he is 56 or 57 years old right now, so you know, add another 15 years to that, and you're looking at he might be getting out of jail when he's about 70 years old.
Yeah.
So not quite a death sentence, but near to it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's go to this caller. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
You can call me in the butt, Ian. And just answering the legal questions that were brought up by Sarah and yourself in your conversation last night that did not get answered.
Oh, did you want to talk to Sarah?
Sure.
All right, here she is. Sarah, you're on with now calling himself In the Butt there from New Mexico. Go ahead.
Dude in the butt. Oh, hey, Sarah, how's it going?
Hey, did you know that we're going to double the number of speed cameras?
Sarah, hold on. Before you get to the reason you're calling, I think our other caller wanted to talk to you about some sort of legal question you had. What was that?
Well, it was actually... Ian, the questions were more coming from you based on what information Sarah had given you. One that you probably remember is you had a discussion about the left turn arrows and people running them. And that actually started, I noticed it like, I don't know, I'm just going to say 10 years ago that it was happening more and more. And the way I assessed it is, it's pretty cool actually. If you're sitting at an intersection and the turn arrow is going and people are going through it, there might be, let's say, 8, 10, 12 cars wanting to turn, and only about maybe the first four got to make their turn before the arrow turned yellow and then red. And people got frustrated with that because it's not really the traffic engineers, unless they had a different idea in mind, don't seem to be paying attention to parity, because you get all kinds of cars that get to go forward through a green light, and then only four cars get to make a left turn. Doesn't seem fair. And so the citizens appear to have taken it upon themselves where the fifth and sixth and seventh cars say, the hell with it, I'm making my turn even if the arrow's red.
Wow.
And then the other citizens that have to wait for them, whereas before 10 years ago they might honk at them or give them the finger or whatever, they started understanding that hey, these things don't work, and we're going to design our own citizen design system where everybody in the left turn lane gets to make their turn after the arrow turns red,
wow,
and nobody's going to complain about it.
That's amazing.
Well, you know, I'm complaining about it because I have to walk through the... you're here for me. I'm complaining about it.
You don't drive, right, Sarah?
No.
She's
upset because she just can't be bothered to actually look before she steps out in front of a car.
No, I lost 4 seconds waiting for four cars to turn.
Oh, 4 seconds.
And then I run out of time, and they get angry with me because the car wants to turn a right behind me. But you know what? David, I'm going to get even with you. We're going to have 34 speeding cameras now. We're going to double the number of you had 17 speeding cameras. We're going to double it, so it comes up to 34. So you're
Aren't you excited?
Speeding tickets.
Doesn't that excite you, David?
That's going to increase the cost of your Uber Eats, I guarantee it. All these
Does she order Uber Eats?
I don't know, but you know, so many people do that don't drive because you know they order
That's
food
a good
to
point,
go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I don't know.
It doesn't matter what the cost is. She'll have the taxpayers pay for it for her.
Well, I take the I walk. I ride the bus. The bus is also free, and it's working out really well.
Did you have anything else for Sarah, David? I think we're running out of steam here.
Well, yeah, it can be for both of you. Another thing that came to mind during that discussion was that another aspect of the traffic enforcement in New Mexico is that it happened to start when APD was short-staffed by a couple hundred officers, you know, like, I don't know, 10%, 20% down, and they had to stop enforcing traffic law, or at least the ones that have the least consequences. They had to stop enforcing those to go fight real crime.
Hmm.
And so the positive is you don't get hassled much by cops for traffic law in Albuquerque. The downside is that the crazy people did actually get a bit crazier as far as driving their cars in an unsafe manner. But that's another phenomenon that has affected traffic and traffic law and traffic accidents in Albuquerque.
Good to know. Good call tonight, David. Thank you for making that here. And thank you, Sarah, as well. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. The number again, 603-283-6160. So apparently, Jay, there was a study that was done recently about TikTok, which, of course, last I heard is the number one so-called social media app out there. It is very, very popular, especially amongst younger people. And you have expressed in recent weeks on the show some, I think, legitimate concerns over the addictive capacity of these, you know, various different programs to get people hooked on dopamine hits when it comes to getting on these platforms. What did you learn recently?
So this is this YouTube video was on freedomsphoenix.com, which is one of my favorite news aggregates. There's just a lot of really good articles that are posted up there. There's not really any nonsense. There's no pop-up ads. It's not an annoying website to deal with. I really like it. And it was basically a YouTube video, and it's by a guy named the YouTube video is called Ban It, Neuroscience of TikTok, and the YouTuber is Zachary Cortex. And I'm just going to kind of rattle from memory what he was talking about, but basically the thing he was talking about is the part of the brain, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, that gets excited by TikTok and internet devices and social media and those kind of interactions, is the same part of the brain that's excited by sex, drugs, violence, and also the same part of the brain that lights up in fits of rage that becomes stimulated during rage. And what he's talking about is the frequency of use of TikTok, because basically that there is like metadata where you can see how often people are, you know, using this. And I might have misquoted this, but I believe he said it was like 7 to 9 hours a day that American kids are on TikTok.
Whoa.
Which is insane. But in my own research, as part of my, you know, lecture series on, you know, investing in our posterity, I got a whole slideshow I'm putting together. I'm hoping to premiere it at Porkfest. We'll see this court case thing we're doing, you know, put all that stuff on hold. But I have a whole slideshow presentation that's called "Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Device Junkies," and I talk about internet addiction and the developing brains and what happens to them and the science when you let under 6 year olds, and as far as I'm concerned, under, you know, prepubescent boys, even, you know, this stuff's wrecking them too. But anyways, and in my studies, I found studies in 2016 that said the average basically teenager in the United States is on an internet device 7 to 9 hours a day.
That's crazy. How do you even have time for that?
Well, if you're like if you're a teenage, you know, if you're a 13-year-old, it's illegal for you to go get a job.
Right.
You know, a lot of these kids, and the thing is moms and dads have been using these internet devices right along as pacifiers and babysitters. So a lot of these kids that are teenagers, you know, now, or this was, you know, 7 years ago, this one particular study said 7 to 9 hours a day. Now, I don't know if that's like your average kid or if that's your average internet using kid.
Well, I mean, what kids aren't on the internet these days besides your kids? I mean, there's a lot of
there's a lot of kids I'm meeting that are not on the internet. Yes,
I'm surprised.
There's a movement happening. Like for example, as a 22-year-old kid that I did some equipment repair work with the other day, good-looking kid, fit guy, smart, and I'm like, dude, you got a girlfriend? He's like, nah. He goes, all the girls my age are all on TikTok and Snapchat and all this, and he goes, I'm not. He goes, they're all mentally damaged. You know, because they're on these, He just started telling me this stuff. Wow. Like, we hadn't had a conversation about any of this stuff I've been, you know, researching. Right. He just came out with this on his own. I was like, whoa. And I was so relieved that this guy was, like, on top of it.
Right, right.
But he's also a fitness guy, and he understands, like, you know, and he studies some psychology, you know, in college. But anyways, so this 7 to 9 hours, and I'm pretty sure that's what he said in here, but that certainly lined up with some studies that I have studied. There was also a study from, like, 2018.
I mean, if you think about it for a moment, presuming most of these kids are at government school, because most kids go to government school, they're in there for, what, 8 hours a day.
Yep.
And typically, if you're sleeping 8 hours at night, maybe they're not, but if you're sleeping 6 or 8 hours, that leaves you with 8 more hours. I guess that literally is every moment that they're not at school or changing classes at school or on the bus. Basically, every waking moment they have besides sitting in a class, if they're not allowed on their phones in class, they're on the phone, is what they're saying.
So there is a way to just harvest this data. Pretty easy because all these platforms have this metadata, so they know how much hours individual users are on them, and allegedly that's where this came from. So anyways, in this YouTube video, it's a YouTube video. It's a 10-minute YouTube video, so it's not horrible.
Unless you have attention deficit disorder, and then 10 minutes is
and most people
8 minutes
do.
Too long.
I call it the TikTok degeneration. A lot of these young kids have very little attention span. And, you know, me, I'm like kind of a long-winded discussion when you talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice a lot of young kids can't follow me. They can't hang with
sure,
with
they're checking comment. Out, getting
right.
on the phone.
Yes. Well, it's just in general, they're just like, they just can't, you know, absorb it. So the frequency of use that of TikTok, for example, this, you know, you just swipe up for the thing you don't like. Mm-hmm. Now, when you and I were little kids and we were flipping through the channels on the TV, you know, we couldn't just pick the thing that, you know, stimulated our brain, that, you know, essentially, you know, got our whatever, you know, excited. Today, the kids can pick it.
Correct.
Especially if they have an internet device.
It trains the algorithm, and then it gives you more of that.
So it's constant stimulation of this part of the brain that is, you know, the drug addict part, the addiction part of the brain. It is like a major case for addiction. If you are listening to me and you are a grandparent, if you are a mother or a father, or you plan to be someday, you should really pay attention to some of this stuff. You should check out this... you know, I forget the YouTuber's name again, but Ban It. Neuroscience of TikTok is the YouTube video.
Ban It?
Ban It, ?
Oh,
Neuroscience of TikTok is the YouTube video.
Now, you don't want to ban it, do you, Jay?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't want government having that ability. I'm not about banning it. But, you know, one of my good friends says to me all the time, if you don't govern yourself, someone else will govern you. So the thing is we have to teach our posterity how to govern themselves. This is so important. The YouTuber is Zachary Cortex, like frontal cortex.
All right, hold the thought here. I want to go to the phones here. Let's talk to this caller. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello? Caller, going once, going twice. We may be having some technical difficulties. That's two calls tonight. I'm going to put this caller back on hold. We'll check in with you here in the bottom of the hour and see if we can get you back on. All right, so what else do we need to know about this?
So in this video, this guy explains all of the parts of the brain that get stimulated. He gets, with the internet devices, he explains how these dopamine loops get made. And he references three or four different studies, at least.
There's been a lot of them on this.
And this is getting, like, no corporate, you know, mainstream coverage at all because, TikTok wants your attention.
Sure.
The most valuable thing that a lot of people have in the world is their attention. You start thinking about that. So when your children are young and they're developing an attention span and you're letting them use TikTok for these 15 to 20 second dopamine hit videos, and then something shows up that they're not interested in and they can just wave it by.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so like, children of today basically don't know what it's like to agonize over the stupid song that you can't stand on the radio while you right. You remember that? Oh, this song's horrible. Why are they
playing?
You
can always punch out to a different station.
Well, maybe but like if you're like parents are listening to the radio in a car, for example, like you had I had to listen to talk radio when I was a kid, and I sort of resented it a little bit. You know, I kind of wanted to listen to some kind
little
of music.
Did you know you would end up being a talk show host?
Yeah, that's true. And but anyways. But today, like, for example, the kids all have their own device in the car half the time driving around. When you're in traffic, see them going down the road. They got the TV and the headset up, up on the front seat. So anyways, the thing is we are creating a society of drug addicts, of addicts, and the addict is the dopamine, is the internet device, and I believe that people are literally becoming slaves to the algorithm. I am convinced that whoever the algorithm picks for president is who the algorithmic slaves are going to vote for. And so it's going to be real funny when we're sitting here in a couple of years. I'm like, I told you Joe Biden was going to win because the algorithm said. And that would be hopefully wake up a whole bunch of people and they'd be like, what is wrong when you have, you know,
but they won't connect Joe Biden winning to TikTok. They're not going to say,
it's not just TikTok. It's all of it. It's it's Google. It's Facebook. It's Meta. It's YouTube. It's the algorithm in general. And, you know, these people who control these algorithms, you know, that control TikTok, like TikTok could quite literally be like, you know, one of the most efficient weapons of war that China is using on the American people. And I don't believe it's actually China. I believe it's the World Economic Forum, you know, the Gates Foundation, you know, the Clintons, just all of Jeffrey Epstein's buddies, you know, all these guys, that, you know, are just been these career politicians and they've amassed all the powers, the international banking cartels, you know, whoever it is. And, but, you know, the thing is TikTok is destroying our children. Social media is destroying our children. And when kids grow up and this is how they're introduced to life, that, you know, this is all they see is through the lens of an internet device. I don't care what it is, what social, you know, media thing it is. These young brains are being morphed to basically be controlled by these devices. And you know, there's so many young people, they don't want to talk to anybody, you know, especially in the cities. And now the problem is we have high speed internet everywhere.
Well, plus we've been talking about the free range kids on this show. They've been taught by their parents that it's bad to talk to people, right? You go, stranger danger. They were even talking about that back in the 80s and the 90s.
So that was definitely a propaganda, you know, campaign back in the day. You know, and I don't know, when you say free range, I think of like Dana Martin. I don't know if you remember who Dana Martin is.
Yeah, I remember Dana Martin.
So that kind of like free range parents, not like telling people that like, you know, strangers are bad. But yeah, there definitely is, you know, a lot of that element. But and what's far worse than any stranger is TikTok. Is these internet devices, is, you know, the algorithm reprogramming, you know, our young kid, rewiring the brains. Like, it's like a computer program that's blank and it's learning and it's being programmed now by the algorithm instead of living, breathing grandmas, grandpas, uncles, and whoever.
We're going to continue here. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. And your point here is it's not just about TikTok. That just happens to be the number one culprit. Yeah, it's the whole social media apparatus. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show, share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden is announcing his pick to be the next chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General Brown's a warrior.
While speaking from the White House Rose Garden, Biden said the Air Force's top officer will replace current chairman Mark Milley. Brown would become the first black Joint Chiefs chair in 30 years. A subscription that lets film fans see up to 30 movies in theaters each month is relaunching.
MoviePass is back under new ownership after going bankrupt in 2020. It will have a new pricing model, this time around with plans starting at $10 per month to see 1 to 3 movies and going up to $40 a month to see up to 30 movies. MoviePass says subscribers will be able to see movies at any theater that accepts MasterCard. The service's website lists over 4,000 participating locations around the country. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you want to join the show, just dial us up here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight it's Ian
and Jay
talking about addiction to social media. Of course, TikTok is the number one social media platform at the moment. You know, there's a lot of talk at the federal and some state government levels about potentially banning TikTok as though that's going to solve the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a VPN away from accessing TikTok. That's not going to do anything. And
well,
here's
plus
the thing.
It's the other ones, too, is what you were pointing out.
And right? Yeah, it is the other ones. And here's the thing. Parents need to start taking responsibility for their kids.
Yeah, the government isn't going to be able to solve this.
You know, this is the bottom line. But the problem is like, half the parents, my age, 43 years old, they can't stop looking at their phones either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in Colorado years ago, I worked with a whole bunch of guys that were, you know, from, you know, 60 to, you know, 20. And pretty much everyone that had a smartphone was like, you know, just so happy to, you know, share a video with everyone else and looking at all this. You know, they're just looking at them a lot, but especially the younger kids are having a tough time getting away from it. And it's
addictive.
And also, another thing that this got into, I forgot to bring up, was the amount of like anxiety, levels of depression, by just eliminating the TikTok or the internet devices.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this stuff just goes away.
It helps people.
It goes away. But it's like the kids are very resistant. And another thing I'm noticing, too, is that I've observed myself is these kids that I know that use internet devices that are young teenagers, so they're going to bed with their internet devices. Their internet devices, they're on them all night long.
Yep.
And literally these kids look like, you know, my high school girlfriend after she went to a rave the next morning is what they look like to me. You know how, like, people got the bags
depleted.
Look depleted. They look pale. And, you know, there's a lot of science behind this, too.
want to continue with the discussion here, but also let you know about Mark Warden, who is with Porcupine Real Estate. They do amazing work up here in New Hampshire. If you've heard about the migration of freedom-loving people coming here to New Hampshire and you're thinking about learning more, well, you can sign up for their seminars, their webinars, I guess, over at move.freetalklive.com. They're going to cover different topics: gun freedom, medical freedom, political freedom victories, best practices for moving to the free state, and, of course, finding housing, and probably some more stuff that I don't even know about. Go to move.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to the Porcupine Real Estate sign-up site. It's completely free to get registered and attend these webinars. If you want to see what they've already done, you can visit their YouTube channel, Porcupine Real Estate, and you can watch their past presentations there. There are people who have – Porcupine Real Estate is staffed by people who've moved here mostly. I think almost all of their people are free staters.
I'm pretty sure they all are.
They're people who, you know, they know the community here. They know the ground as far as real estate opportunities. These are great people to talk to about, you know, what it's like to live here. So go to move.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the upcoming webinars there. As we go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, Conejo is on the line in FEMA Region 13. Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that I think you're on fire tonight. It's been a great show. I don't want to break the flow, but Jay, I have a suggestion for you. But first I want to say that we've met a few times, once in person, other platforms, different aliases.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of yours, and Ian, same. And I echo the sentiments of the earlier caller.
Well, thank you. And for anyone who would like, there are still possibility to write letters to the judge in the Crypto 6 case. You can go to letters.freetalklive.com. My sentencing has been delayed until July 17th. And so we got more time. So if you've been putting it off, if you've been thinking about doing it, if I've had any kind of a positive effect on your life and you want to express that to the judge, you can do that. And there's some instructions and a mailing address and some ideas there for you at letters.freetalklive.com. So what else were you calling about tonight, Conejo?
Letters.freetalk.com.
Freetalklive.com. Letters.freetalklive.com.
Letters.freetalk.com.
Freetalklive.
Yep. Actually, when you got raided, I donated $1,000 in Monero to rebuild the studio.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Huge fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was just calling. I remember you back from the, like, Bitcoin, I think, Pizza Days, maybe? Even that far back on the Free Talk Live show or network?
Well, Bitcoin Pizza Day happens every year. I mean, that was 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm talking about the rip, like when you very first started talking about it as a news segment.
Oh, okay. So that's a long time.
I think my first time on Free Talk Live was actually at a Pork Fest, mm-hmm. and we had talked about it was we were up at Pork Fest, and the we got the notice the Friday of Pork Fest. Somebody calls me, hey, they're gonna come kick you out of your house on Monday. They're removing you, right? I believe that's what it was. And then we did, so I got on, I sat there at the picnic table with you and Mark, and we talked about it. You know, you're doing, oh, no, you were up in the media room. We did the mm-hmm. show, I did the show in the media room with you. I don't, what was that, 2011, 2012, maybe?
Something like that.
But, yeah, so I, you know, that was my first time on Free Talk Live,
wow.
I believe.
Long time ago. All right, Conejo, what else?
Well, however long it was, I did notice your absence. It's good to hear you're back. You drop in occasionally. What I was calling about was you've got your – are you doing the – you're doing some sort of club for young boys and men?
Well,
or no?
What I'm doing – I call my homeschool program curriculum Man Camp. And
it's open to anybody.
Okay.
But it's open to anybody because a man is a man and a woman is just a man with a womb. And womb man is where the etymology of the word woman comes from. You know, this is pretty simple. But the idea with Man Camp is to build confidence in mankind. I mean, you just have no idea until you witness this yourself or you do it yourself. And also, I want to encourage anyone to host their own kind of Man Camp with whatever skill they are. Carpenter, auto repair, blacksmith, you know, mason, whatever. Find some kids in the neighborhood that want something to do and give them something to do. The younger, the better. And but when you take a six-year-old and he literally, you give him a piece of 2-foot long by 1/4-inch steel rod and you'd show them how to heat it up in that forge and make it into a coat hook on that anvil with a hammer, and how to cut it and how to flatten the end and punch a hole through it so you can bring it home and stick it on a wall. And, you know, a six-year-old can make this thing because it's, you know, it's easy to do. I, you know, got some light hammers for the little kids, you know, and it's really good to have their parent right there with them. And all the reports I've gotten from the parents on the kids who have done man camp is that their confidence soars, and they're like so proud of this thing they made. And my purpose for this is people who have confidence will develop competence. And it is competent people that make the world go round. It is competent people that get things done. And guess what else competent people don't need? They don't need government. It is the people who lack competence and lack competence that beg for government. And right. It is the sociopaths of the world who want government as a platform to, you know, be sociopaths from and psychopaths.
So people can help you do man camp at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival by going to your website, JayNoone, that's JayNoone.com, and you've got some crypto links there that people can contribute towards getting the parts and hiring professionals to help out with man camp.
Yeah, our goal is $5,000. We are a couple weeks, when I first got the $2,500 donation, we were over halfway, but now the crypto prices have fallen a little bit. We're under, just a little under halfway to our goal. And I'm only able to really accept crypto, because I don't, you know, I don't have a bank account. I don't do any of this other stuff. Right. So this is just a real good, you know, experiment to see what happens. Even if I don't get any more donations, we basically got to halfway there so far. My goal was June 1st because I need a couple weeks to order some equipment and stuff, and I've already bought some equipment. But we'll have a small setup if we only got this far. It's just it's important to start teaching work to kids as young as possible. It really is.
Yeah.
So there you go, Conejo. Anything else you want?
Trades. Yeah. Well, the idea I was calling about is at least as of a year and a half ago, and I actually we talked over sausage burgers. I think you might have a significant other. If you do, I'm drunk, so sorry. If you do, I think it'd be a great thing to have like an analog organization spun off by your spouse, your significant other.
We do. We actually do. So here's what my wife does. So we have a toddler, essentially like homeschool co-op. So because my kids are a little over 3 and a little under 2, basically all of my activities, all of my recreation, everything that I essentially do in time that I'm either not working, sleeping, or, you know, fighting a court case is with my kids. All my farming is at a level to where I can do it all with my kids. All of our gardening is at a level we can do pretty much all of it with the kids, raising the pigs, the chickens, the cows. You know, there's certain things the kids can't help me, like, you know, handle the cows really, but they feed them every day. They go, you know, my kids pick grass every day. They rip up grass, they put it in wagons, and then they walk it over to the cows and they feed it to the cows through the fence. So we have a 1 day a week homeschool co-op where we have, you know, you know, it's like 6 or 7 moms are coming. With, you know, some of them got 1 kids, a couple of them have 4 kids. We had like 24 kids at the house the other day that were helping out with the garden. We've been planting plants. We've been putting, you know, gathering rocks up to put on top of the garden felt paper to keep, you know, our anti-weed paper. They all did that the other day. I get them, and actually a bunch of the kids have been, when they come, I go do some chores with the backhoe. And the kids love riding on the backhoe with me. And, you know, I got them, you know, steering it and using the hydraulics, you know, and operating stuff. And they just, they think it's a blast. And so, yes, my wife is, you know, she's doing this. And she's, like, doing a great job. And it's a lot of fun. And the thing is these, most of the families that are coming to our place, they live in apartments or houses in the city. They don't really have gardens or rooms or chickens, but so they're all getting to collect eggs, feed the chickens, clean out the stock trailer. We don't have any pigs right at the moment, but there's just so much.
Some good experience.
Yeah, and just doing all kinds of stuff. I went out actually to a local mom and pop hardware store. They're going out of business, and I bought like all of the small little like kid shovels and tools. The guy just, I told him what I was doing. He's like, I'm going to give them to you for 50% off if my boss lets me, you know? So he comes back. He's you can have them for 50% off.
That's
so
sweet.
Yeah, it was really awesome because little kid tools, you know, they're like $11, $12 a tool.
Yeah. Right.
And I, you know, so I want to have like enough of these for all the kids to use that are using little
racing
shovels. Yeah, you don't
want somebody to be left out.
And yeah, so my wife's been right on top of this. I mean, you know, my 3-year-old is counting in Spanish. They went to a Spanish class for, you know, 6 weeks.
Canelo, you get to meet these guys. Are you coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year?
I'm trying. I could give you a whole segment on how I'm getting screwed over right now by the state I live in. I tried to start a business, and they're claiming I owe a bunch of income that I didn't even make a dime on.
Man.
They just guesstimated. Yeah. Damn. But I'm hoping.
Get to New Hampshire and start a business. Don't ask the government for permission because I don't know what your business is or your skill, but if there's a marketplace for it, you know, let's exercise this alternative parallel economy. That's what we really need to start
to
build.
Yeah, we need to build that,
and
for sure.
If you're into that kind of stuff, New Hampshire is really a place to do that. We can, you know, exchange in crypto, gold backs, you know, meat, whatever. It's so much fun doing business with those kind of people too.
No doubt. Thank you, Conejo, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Kadu on the line in Connecticut. Kadu, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jay.
Hey, I wanted to talk about David in New Mexico.
Okay.
And the reason I don't want to pigeonhole David in New Mexico as a grouch is because when he calls and he's in a decent mood, I think he's one of the best and most likable callers. So I think before he calls in, he should just meditate on the fact that he's talking to friends. Because you all have been, everybody on the panel, there have been spats, but everybody on the panel, I think, has his best interests at heart. And if he could just meditate on that, he's talking to friends. His calls are great when he's in an okay mood.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. He tends to range from being really informative and interesting to hostile and rude. So
yeah.
It just depends. I suspect there's things going on in his life, and you know that could be translating. But I think your advice is good advice, Kadu. And that's not just advice for David in New Mexico, but it's good advice for anybody to just take some time to meditate, to you know, be with the universe or whatever, however you want to call it. There's actually apps for this now, you know, considering people have a tough time getting off their phone. You can actually use your phone in the process of meditation, which might be a good way to get away from the phone, ironically enough. You can have these guided meditations.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, right, the meditation apps. And because I think that you guys have been good to him, and I think you have benefited him, so he should look at that angle.
Well, that's a nice way to look at things, Kadu. It's certainly always good to look on the bright side and stay positive. And anything else you want to share here tonight?
No, that's it.
I appreciate the call. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You know, meditation is something that anybody can benefit from. You can do it in as little as 10 minutes a day. It's not something that has to take a huge amount of time out of your schedule. Obviously, you can go for 20, 30, an hour or whatever, depending on what you want to put into it. But getting some time alone, getting some time to yourself, where you're not having a device in front of you or having to be distracted by other things is an interesting way to possibly get some new ideas and to calm whatever it is you need to calm. There's all kinds of different benefits from meditation. And I say that as a novice. I mean, I'm somebody who's been on and off practicer of meditation over the last roughly 10, 15 years of my life. I wouldn't call myself, you know, advanced or anything like that. But I think it's benefited me. So, no comments on that one. Meditating right now?
Oh,
Jake?
No. I was waiting for the caller to comment.
No, he's gone.
No. I was just thinking, like, I you know, I kind of don't really do meditation, but, you know.
You don't have a lot of time.
Well, almost like, you know, but meditation for me was, you know, I got up like real early this morning and mm-hmm. I just needed to do a bunch of backhoe, you know.
Working meditation.
Yeah, so I was just in, like, I left the phone in the house and
get in the zone.
You know, I didn't even turn the radio on and I just, you know, I just was. You know, I was cleaning out a cow pen because we, you know, mm-hmm. I moved some cows around. I'm making compost, I stacked a compost pile, and just, I spent like, a couple hours in the backhoe, no kids, no phone, nothing.
No distractions.
And
just you and your,
Yeah, and another thing that's been some good meditation is when I'm out putting up the electric fence for the pigs or, that was one thing when I had the pigs on like a 2-acre forest spot, I would just take and just walk it every single day. Because you got to go look at the fence, make sure it's not down and, your pigs are going to be in your neighbor's garden or something.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And, so I would take the fence and walk it, like almost every day, especially the first couple of, first week that they're out there, but a minimum, every 2 days and fix it a little bit or whatever, and I definitely do some meditation. But
yeah, for sure. It's important. Let's continue here. We got Rob on the line, and there are walking meditations as well. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yes. I just wanted to say to Jay that I'm going to do everything I can to be at that hearing. Because
June 1st, you're talking about his trial?
I don't know.
You're talking about Jay's wife's trial, which is coming up June 1st?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Because, the people that are doing this, are sick and disgusting.
Yeah, the prosecutors, you mean?
Well,
the police.
Yes, yep.
DCYF.
There's very much
gang.
Discontent for these people.
Yeah, I hope there's a large turnout. It's going to be bright and early, 8:15, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that's what
they said. Concord District Court. So if you're in New England and you want to see an interesting, I would call it an interesting show, because anytime Jay's in front of a judge, it can be interesting. In this case, you're not the person on trial though, Jay. You're going to be up there, accompanying your wife, who's the one that's facing the charge of quote unquote child endangerment for leaving her 2-year-old, I think, in a car with climate control on, strapped into a car seat for no more than 15 minutes a couple of years ago or a year ago or whatever.
It was March of last year, March 18th, I think, was the day. And, it's an interesting thing is even in the police narratives, the police officer is like, officer partner of mine and I looked at the kids and they appeared to be well taken care of and clean or something. I can't remember it all,
so you'll get to ask them about that.
They were comfortable. I could see the car was running. I could see a little plastic bag that was on the seat blowing. So I knew the air conditioning was on and I knocked on the window and it woke the juvenile up. but the juvenile appeared to be happy and, the mother looks like she can take care of her children. Is basically what the cop had to say, and is like, and it's just like
case closed,
essentially. And it's like, did the prosecutor actually read?
I don't know.
And this narrative statement, it's like an application for warrant, is basically what it. I meant to actually bring it with me tonight, but I was just my brain was mush by the time I got to head down.
How is that an application for a warrant?
I could bring up the PDF and shoot, but it's basically that's what it is. This thing is an application essentially for a warrant. It basically
to what? Break into the car and
no
take
to
the
a warrant to arrest my wife. It was when they put an arrest warrant out for her.
I don't understand how someone who wrote that document
Could
then go on to apply for a warrant.
Well, that's what he says in the document asking for the warrant. Because these guys are political pawns, because the police are being used by the people above them, their superiors, to literally commit crimes against malicious prosecution against people whoever they want. And what's really interesting about this particular case, it is so inconsistently applied because there are a lot of people who have, their kid was in the car while they went and did something for, a short time or whatever. And, how much time is too long? I don't know how you figure that out. But anyways, there's so many people that, the cops get called on them and the cops come there and they're like, what's going on? Oh, yeah, okay, somebody called, we had to respond, and then they just leave.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was the same thing. People right from Concord, the same police, Concord, New Hampshire Police Department, we talked to people that literally were like, oh, yeah, my kids were in the car while I was in the store, and the cop was basically like, oh, we got a report, it's not against the law. And it's not against the law. There is no law, against leaving your kids in the car. And the thing is, too, is like, anybody who, is of a, everybody remembers being in the car while their mom runs in the store or whatever. Like, everybody's done it. This is like, something has happened. But just the blatant, malicious prosecution that's happening here.
What do they have to prove for child endangerment? What is the actual
it's very
elements
vague.
Of that?
The law is very vague. So I did a motion to dismiss with the court. That was sort of a weak motion to dismiss. I didn't really have it quite put together enough.
They never work anyway, but it doesn't hurt to try.
Well, I've had them work before. And the real reason you want to do these motions to dismiss is to prepare everything for appeal, because you want to just, you know, just stack everything in this appeals thing, object to all the stuff they deny, you know, really get it out there. So I did a motion to dismiss to the court, and then the judge denies the motion to dismiss. Well, in this motion to dismiss that the judge did as an order, which you read one night, Ian, you didn't read it on the air, you just read it to yourself, the judge cites four court cases on how the court has jurisdiction in this matter. Three of the court cases he cites are about children that were injured, whether two children died, and one children had, you know, broken bones or something had happened where a kid gotten busted up by, like, a guy. And then the fourth one they cited was U.S. versus Kritzner, which was a bank robbery. So it's like, they're like, and my whole premise of jurisdiction is there's no injured party.
Mm-hmm.
There's no victim.
Right.
You know, there's no damage. There's no contract violation. You know, it's all these things I get into.
Right.
And so anyways, and it's pretty funny, the judge cites a bunch of cases that actually have a corpus delicti.
A body of evidence.
Mm-hmm. An injured party. Body of the crime is what corpus delicti stands for. But yeah, Rob, I appreciate your support. That'd be great. It'd be nice to stuff that courthouse. People have been writing letters. There's been some really good letters written. I don't know how many letters have been written.
Are they going to you and then you're going to turn them in?
No, these people are just mailing the letters. But the letter I had shared with you a little earlier, Ian, was one that a friend had sent me. And
yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was a good letter.
Do courts actually let those in through the mail? I mean, is that a thing that you can do?
So technically, from what I understand, you can literally send a letter to the judge referencing the court case and what's going on. And what will happen is that the letters to the judge, they get given to the judge.
Okay. Interesting. You know. I did not know that was a thing.
That's what I'm told. That's what I understand. Yeah. I mean, you know, it would be a violation of some kind of mail law or, you know, postal service thing if you, you know, interrupted, you know, delivery of the mail to somebody.
I just mean, like, when it gets to the court, if that actually makes it to the judge's desk. I hope it does. Rob, hopefully we'll look forward to seeing you next week. I'm hoping to be there as well. I got to put in my schedule with probation. And they've been letting me go to trials for recording things, so hopefully I'll be there with a the camera. Thank you.
Remember that, people, you're listening to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it, man. Out of time tonight. Back tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. And check him out at jnoon.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.